Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me, so give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And you know, I want you to holler at me, so give me a shout-out on the email tip, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I take them all. Also, I want you to social network with me, so feel free, join me on the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, and just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. Oh, man, can I say, man, it is coming up on Mother's Day, and for all you mothers out there, special shout out to y'all for holding it down and being the great inspirations that you are, although some of y'all are not good mothers. But I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking to my listeners who are great mothers. In the meantime, I know some of y'all be out there doing your Snapchats, whatnot. I guess there's a new Snapchat app. Where you're, because apparently Snapchat can last for no longer than 10 seconds. Now, just the other day, the parent company app of Snapchat have announced an update allowing users to set timers on snaps to infinity. So, if you was going to Snapchat with mama and you was only going to get that 10-second burst this weekend, hey, now you can just Snapchat to infinity. Now, for me, in true Smooth Drama form, remember, it still is May, and that is masturbation month. We promote you touching yourselves and getting in touch with yourselves. Feel free to get that update. And if you do get that update, you can send me that infinity snap of you getting in touch with yourself at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm playing, but I'm not. Infinity, y'all, and beyond. Somebody said that. I can't remember who said it, but to infinity and beyond, it's not funny, but it is. And speaking of that, not only is it about infinity and beyond, there were some brothers, as if we didn't have enough of this, where they came out with selfie radar. Selfie radar was created by Jamal Wilson, who teamed up with another guy. And they created this thing that this app that helps you take selfies, because we don't have enough of that. They're out of Florida, my favorite state. You know, you can't get enough pictures in Florida, apparently. So yeah, they created this app, Selfie Radar, just in case you were somewhere, and it gives anyone in the world access to people based on activity and location. Yeah, and according to them, they're doing very well. They're saying that Selfie Radar has the potential to be the next biggest tech company on the market. And it gives you the ability to connect with the world through selfies. So basically, you take a selfie and you upload it with a category. And it describes your activity. And it displays your location by city and state. And yeah, you can just name it like campus selfie, exercise selfie, game time selfie. And it allows people to use filters and, yeah. Doesn't sound like anything that anybody else isn't doing, but apparently this is the new, next new thing or whatever. Yeah. Oh, I was told Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond. Yeah. All right. Yeah, selfie radar. I talked about it 30 seconds too long. I'm done. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. I should be talking about something better. Like, I don't know if y'all saw it, but there was a man who, he took a picture with a shark. They're trying to find out who he is. No one knows who he is. At first, it was reported that he was University of Florida football coach. And he was like, hell no. He had to come out and say, no, it is not me. Not at all. Jim McElwain. He was like, yeah, there's a resemblance, but he's like, no. I am not the dude. If you haven't seen it, it's a dude. He's naked on top of a shark. And apparently there's outrage for that. It seems like it's more outrage for that than it was for Jordan Edwards, who got shot. But I'm digressing, but I'm not digressing, because it seems kind of odd that this is a big deal. And it's not, actually. And I thought it was funny. It's, you could put that on that list of things that white people do that black people don't think about doing. That right there. Because I never thought I'm going to hunt for a shark. And then after I get it on the boat and I've killed it, I'm going to mount it naked. Yeah. I don't know too many homies that have thought about that, and I'm not gonna just lay it on white people, because I'm gonna say a lot of my Caucasian homies would probably be like, nah, dog, we can't hang out. You posing naked with sharks. Anyway, I mean, and you can imagine that coach, right? Because people thought it was him, and there was news. It was on the news. It was on ESPN. You know, his phone is dinging off the hook. Like, coach, they caught you. They got you on film saying you mounted a shark naked. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? And so they sent him, and he probably saw the video, and he probably called ESPN and everybody else like, nah, Fox Sports, nope, mm-mm. I was at home. Me and my wife was sipping tea or whatever the hell they do. Or he was thinking about cheating so his football team can win. I didn't say that, but I did. That's about it. You know, oh man, I'm amazed. I can say I don't care, but I do care. I want to know who it is. And please, if somebody has found out who the hell this person is that posed naked with a shark, please, he's in the Hall of Fame. Because there are people who are talking about, oh, it's disrespectful to the shark. The shark is dead. Shark don't give a shit. Shark is like, man, come on. Now, if he posed on the shark, and the shark was alive, and he like tied the shark up, and he's like humping the shark. It's like that's a whole different. Not that that would make it any more weird or less weird, because he is on top of a shark naked. So weird is kind of like in the lexicon of the conversation. It's kind of in the ballpark. He is not a human being that should be around other human beings. As I call it, not fit for human consumption. We do these kind of things. Yeah. That is what that is. And speaking of things that you shouldn't do. Oh, man. It is time for one of my favorite parts of the show. Dumbass of the Week. Always got to get that last one in. All right. This week, the Dumbass of the Week goes to Jesus Ramon Sanchez. What did the homie Jesus do? One, you got to know he's from Florida. Because I haven't been picking on Florida as much as I should be. And so I figure I got to get back to that. This dude tried to have sexual intercourse with a male pit bull. And the incident happened in Alan Moore's dog park in Miami. And according to witnesses, the dog was playing with his owner in the park when Jesus allegedly grabbed him and attempted to rape him. I guess the witness said the dog was just running around playing with a ball when the man came out of nowhere and tried to grab it. He said the man had his pants down and was struggling with the dog. Everybody in the park was stunned and nobody didn't do nothing. And the dog defended itself and bit back and tore his balls apart with his teeth. I don't know where you start with that, because we're talking about a grown man trying to have sex with a dog in the park. You know, like in the park live with people. He ain't tried to take it to the house or nothing. He's like, I'm going to get it at the park. And it is a pit bull. Now, from what we all have gleaned about pit bulls, they're very vicious animals. And they have jaws that lock. So having a swinging ding ding, shout out to my homie from Indianapolis, having a swinging ding ding in front of a dog that jaws lock. It's like he gets a hold of it and he's got your balls. Yeah. He tore his balls. He ripped them off. The fact that he tried to get some from the dog is like really amazing. When I first read, I couldn't stop laughing. You don't want a picture, but you picture a grown man just running up on a pit bull, which is why he's a dumbass. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get some. All right. Yeah. I'm done after that visual. I need a break. And so, in saying I need a break, I want to say to all the mothers out there, including my own, who I will be seeing this weekend, Happy Mother's Day. You are greatly appreciated, and I hope that your day is marvelous. Sincerely to all the mothers out there. So, in honor of you beautiful creatures, this is The Intruders. I'll always love my mama.
Together you guys,
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was The Intruders. Kind of cut it a little bit because that song is like 12 minutes long. I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'm going to see my favorite girl this weekend. Hey, if she's listening, the surprise is ruined. But thankfully, my mother doesn't listen to me at all. Even when I'm there standing in front of her. Hopefully she ain't hear that either. Anyway, to all the mothers, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man, didn't take long. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the feds. They had to halt the new drilling on the pipeline after a spill into the Ohio wetland. Now, this is the same company, Rover Pipeline, that is doing the drilling in Dakota. And so what happened is they spilled 2 million gallons, and you can take it for what it's worth, from the government. A non-toxic bentonite mud used as drilling lubricant in Stark County. The action taken Wednesday by FERC is a step in the right direction, Ohio Environmental Protection Agency spokesperson James Lee told NBC News. Says that the spill could choke fish and plants. And apparently they want the pipeline to pay at least $431,000 for multiple water and air pollution violations that occurred across the state. But I'm stuck on the 2 million gallons. Now, 2 million gallons is a lot of anything, right? I mean, most folks would say that 2 million of something is kind of crazy. So I said, all right, because they said it is non-toxic. So I had to look it up. And so bentonite is what they call is an absorbent aluminum phyllosilicate clay composed mostly of montmorillonite. Now this stuff is like and they says it's usually formed from weathering of volcanic ash and most often in the presence of water. Now, ash and water, that makes for a tasty mix. Now, I'm not gonna say to the people in the wetlands of Ohio and that you have to worry and you're gonna be like Flint from 2014 to 2020, having to worry about clean water and having to worry about whether or not what is toxic in your water. Apparently, bentonite is a clay species, and it's only associated with coal. So, if you're cool with coal in your water, and we know from watching TV that if you want people to throw up poison, you like ground a little coal in their water. I saw it on a couple shows that happened. I don't know if it's real. I don't plan on trying it anytime soon, and I encourage no one to poison me so I can find out about it. but apparently, it's clay, and it's like weathered volcanic ash, and it's in your water. It's not toxic, though. There's all kinds. Sodium bentonite expands when wet, absorbing as much as several times its dry mass in water. And this is the kind that is used in the bentonite and is used in drilling mud for oil and gas wells. So, yeah. No worries, people in Ohio. It's only 2 million gallons of bentonite or volcanic ash in your water. It's not toxic. I mean, there is no real documented proof that volcanic ash clay is toxic to humans in their water. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who drink water mixed with clay and ash all the time, and they report no issues whatsoever. And because the Rover pipeline is being on top of it and being environmentally sound with it, they've stopped it and they've addressed it by paying $431,000 violation. Not that any of that money is going to go towards fixing the problem in Ohio. And they said it's only affecting like 500,000 square feet of wetland. And yeah, it may act as a filtration system for the nearby Tuscarawas River, and it may kill local fish and other wildlife and plants as well. But hey, it's not a big deal. Everything's going to be all right. They paid the fine. And it's just going to only mess up the whole ecological system there in Ohio and pollute your river. Non-toxically, though. So if you're... And I guess it's almost like if we, like, get some clay at the store, you know, one of the art stores, we go to Michael's and we like melt the clay, put it in the water, stir it around, and we drink it, then we can kind of figure out, or we try to filter it. That would be an experiment. I think I'm gonna do that. I get back, I'm gonna see if I can find some bentonite, and maybe one of the listeners, if y'all can find some bentonite and mix it with water and then try to filter it and see what happens. I'd be curious to see how that looks. It's kind of funny. It won't be for the people who have to live with it, but hey, I guess that's the price you pay. But, hey, we got oil jobs, right? So you think they stopped it here in Ohio and it's got no bearing on the small leak that's already going on in South Dakota that they're not really reporting. Yeah. Shout out to the Ohio people. You and Michigan, y'all hate each other in sports, but y'all have something in common. Y'all both have dirty, dirty water. Yeah. Oh, now back to something that matters more than anything else. Remember when we talked about Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos doing a commencement speech at the Black College? Well, it happened. And surprisingly, I know y'all won't believe this, but when she gave that speech at Bethune-Cookman, she got booed. such a shock. The students spent 2 weeks saying, hey, we don't want her as our commencement speaker. Of course, in special Coon Alert fashion, the Coon president, powers that be over at Bethune-Cookman, brought her in there to speak, and the kids like, boo, and they all turned around to protest her. Yeah. Nothing to see here, but I mean, one, the fact that she would come there knowing that she was going to get booed, I don't know what she was thinking, but I mean, I guess because they paid her, you know, they pay these people, so she's like, I don't care, the check cleared, so I'm going to go in there and do my thing. It's not like anything's going to happen, because if somebody threatens me, I'm going to pop a cap in their ass, which I would take a guess that she probably could do that. More than likely, somebody in the crowd that she may have said something to her may have got a cap popped in their ass a little bit later on, but that's me speculating, kind of conspiracy theorists like that. But yeah, she got booed. And there are some people talking about how it was disrespectful and they shouldn't be booing, even though they turned their back on her. Even though it was quite obvious that the students did not want her there as a commencement speaker. It was purely a Coon decision, a Coon Super Negro decision, you know, because Super Negroes, they feel the need to say what they think is best for the school. And Kyle Tower and paying somebody that the kids have zero interest in seeing just seems like a good idea if you're into that sort of Coonin type thing, right? Oh, speaking of Coonin, the Jefferson Davis Monument have been removed in my hometown, New Orleans. And before I start this, I do have to start by saying that this is my hater of the week. Hater of the week. Because apparently the Confederate sympathizers, and I would call them, you know, when you say Confederate sympathizers, I think it was, if we're going to use the correct terms, we would say traitors, right? Because they were against the United States. I mean, if we were being grammatically correct. I mean, and if I cared about that sort of thing, I would say, hey, the people who were in the Confederacy were traitors. Period. Point blank. Now, the Jefferson Davis, who was the lead traitor, let me make sure I say that right, lead traitor, the guy who didn't want to give up his slave empire because he was making him money. If you're making millions of dollars hand over foot and you didn't have to do anything, you wouldn't want to change that either. So he's like, this is my way of life. So, of course, they built a monument to him. They erected it in 1911. And it's the second of four that have been marked for removal. And as a matter of fact, last month during the Battle of Liberty Place, and I didn't even know this, white supremacists killed police officers. Because, as you know, the people who removed them were out there in bulletproof vests, and they were armed, and they did it at night because apparently white supremacists, aka what they really are, terrorists, killed police officers. Now, my blackness won't allow me to leave this story alone. Because we're saying Confederate sympathizers, terrorists, killed police officers because they wanted to take this monument down. And the police have not killed all of them, even though they've killed police officers. Now, maybe it's something that we only see on TV. I've always heard about the blue line and how cops look out for each other. And if you're a cop killer or cop killers, they come after you. I mean, that's what I heard. That's why I see it on TV. Maybe I'm watching too much TV. Maybe that's what it is. Because I'm saying, if there were some black supremacists and they shot cops, I'm going to guess, well, I don't have to guess because history bears it out, that if you even say, hey, cops, we don't want y'all doing bad stuff in our neighborhood, you get shot and killed. You don't have to do anything. You can just imply that you don't want illegal stuff to happen in your neighborhood and cops will kill you if you are a black man. But white supremacists, terrorists, as we would call them, I'm thinking we would call them terrorists. Maybe somebody disagrees with me. Maybe they agree. I'm thinking more people agree with me. They can kill police officers. Kill police officers. All get wiped out. Now, some people call this white privilege. Some people would say that, hey, this is racism. I mean, we know it's racist. But I just look at it like we say it's imperialism at its finest. The ruling class, the people who are of the ruling class, even though they're not even on the par with the losing class, but just because they have the same skin color, they can get away with killing the officers of the law. Just because they're white. It's no big deal though, right? Cops were killed for removing, and there are no arrests. No arrests, none of that. And it's not even a big story. I mean, we've heard about everything. I mean, when you talk about the news, you hear all kinds of crazy news. But there was not a lot of news surrounding these white supremacists killing police officers. I ain't see it on CNN. It wasn't front page anywhere. It's just like it was nothing. But hey, they were protecting their Southern heritage. That's what they call it. Protecting their Southern heritage. Now, conversely, there was another guy, the Purge Killer, who was just killing folks because he saw the Purge and he just felt like, oh, I want to take people out. And he received 3 consecutive life sentences without parole. And he was just killing regular citizens. Beat cats. Killing cops. Cops. No biggie. Funny how that goes. No big deal at all. Apparently that's what it is. You know, if you wanna do something crazy, You gotta be a white supremacist. I guess. That's the only way you can get by. On that note, I think I need to go on a break. And I'm going to get my Wu-Tang on. This is Czar Face, Dead Zone.
The Dead Zone. Zombies roam out to your soul. In the Dead Zone, souls are forgotten where they forever roam. Pterodome, destiny, echo, remember this is home. It's the devil's hold. The rebels sort of rep until they carve his name in stone. I'm trekking through the desert still in search of any light. I'm turning many nights. There was rumors of survivors still a trace of them in sight. My mission as my guide. I'm trapped in total darkness still. I can see regardless of the fire in my eyes. Like the house of a thousand corpses. You're trying to get down and torture. Down with your crowd and fortune. Zombies around the fortune. Solomon Grundy Central. What's going through the window? I'm fated to the nimble. Gun and bones, that is a symbol. And no one will report this because vultures, they ate the torches. Rifles in their hand like Al-Qaeda forces. They blaze the torches. Let's get it cracking. No matter travel, the hallway's packing. Let's keep an eye on good. Anything can happen.
They walk straight, but don't walk late.
Awake, silhouette appears through the trees. I see a stranger face, take that stay away. Don't fall into a trap and now we run and take this way. No time for falling back, yeah. Murdered by metal actors, stirring like death and taxes. Cursing no weapon catches, no mercy, reverend the Baptist. We light a book of matches, no one can catch us dozing. We got our focus frozen, German shepherds, they imposing. Zombies are jaded, supernaturally reanimated. Alpha blood and guts in every cut, they too contaminated. And those affected hunt the uninfected while we in a bunker saying, come and get it. Real dimensions and police batons. Both our people gone. Walking dead with bloody sneakers on. Fuck, it's too late to free him. Rage virus on again. Omega men, they call us. That's it, a human being. Interpretations is a metaphor for true and sin. Only a few remain. The rest won't use your brain. Ready, aim, jugular the vein. They'll fight anything insane. The dead zone is the same.
Your host, Mr. F the N word. That was our face. Dead Zone. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Speaking of Dead Zones, Groundhog Day. That same thing that happens over and over and over again, and it don't stop, it can't stop, it won't stop. No matter what day it is, that alarm rings, wake up, you know the exact same thing is going to happen. Injustice. Speaking of injustice, there was a standoff after 35 hours in Trenton, New Jersey. Police were negotiating with a suspect at the fatal gunfire exchange with the police. This dude left a bystander dead when he opened fire on the officers. And apparently three Mercer County Sheriff's deputies were lightly injured during the standoff. Now, you may suspect that it's a standoff automatically. You're saying, what? Yeah, standoff with a white guy? I mean, because 35 hours, I'm like, oh, it had to be a white guy. Nope. Tylee Brees, who had been sought by the U.S. Marshal Service. He surrendered after the standoff, but I had to Google him because I'm like, Tylee Brees, like, hold on. There's a white dude named Tylee Brees because, you know, my assumption was there was a standoff for 35 hours. Now, we know the history of the country and the police officers. America, you start thinking, yeah, black dude, ain't no standoff. Ain't no getting to surrender. They just gonna shoot 989,000 bullets into his residence, and that'll be it. But no, they allowed him, and he came out, and there's video of him coming out shirtless with his hands up. You know, I mean, this is the dude who opened fire on the officers yesterday, who when after they approached his house to serve a warrant. And to make it worse, this is Megan's Law offense, which is, you know, imposing the registration obligations on sex offenders. You know, and I mean, he fired and killed a bystander. Groundhog Day, you may ask, like, man, he went on about this. This doesn't sound like Groundhog Day. It sounds like justice, right? Except for, like, hold on. We have a long line of innocent brothers laying on the ground, running away from the cops, driving away from the cops, reading in their car, sitting in their car talking to their woman. Just walking down the street, walking across the street. I mean, there are an inordinate amount of innocent black men who've been shot and killed by the police who weren't doing, they're not doing anything. This dude did something. He killed somebody shooting at the cops. And they don't shoot and kill him. Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating for brothers to get shot. I'm just saying that if you go shoot a brother, this is the brother to shoot. Sex offender, shooting at the cops, killing somebody. He's shooting at the cops. This is the dude you shoot at and kill. They don't shoot him. They let him live. Jordan Edwards, no crimes, innocent young man, 15, ain't even gonna get to live his life. He's dead. You killing innocent folks, but you let the criminal live? You let his ass surrender? That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, I ain't advocating killing brothers. But if you gonna shoot and kill folks, at least kill criminals. Kill dudes that shooting at you. Drug dealers, whatnot. You let these motherfuckers live, but the innocent folks are dying. You know, talk about that bizarro world. This is that Groundhog Day. Innocent black folks get killed. Guilty ones do not. They get to surrender and turn themselves in and go to jail. He's guilty as fuck. Guilty as fuck. No bullets. Innocent young men and women. I don't want to say that it's it's sisters getting shot out there too, and hung with whatever way you want to talk about being killed. Yeah, it's the worst thing ever. You know, I mean, I'm feeling like maybe we need to look at a solution that I saw in another country. In reference to like Michigan, where they're talking about taking people's homes because they won't pay for the water that's been killing them and getting them sick. In Ohio, as mentioned last segment, where 2 million gallons of bentonite, non-toxic, they make sure to say non-toxic, which means it's toxic as hell, into the water. In Venezuela, to fight what's happening there, there's a shortage of medicines and millions are suffering from food scarcity. The country's going through a major crisis, so hundreds of thousands of people are taken to the streets, and they're angry at the government of their president appointed by the United States, allegedly. I can't confirm or deny it, but he's not the guy that was there before. This is Nicolas Maduro. So what the people have done there, because the government has been shooting gas and bullets at the people. So because there are so many infectious diseases out there and things are so unsanitary, what people have been doing is they have been collecting feces and have been making what they call poo-poo-tav cocktails, where people and one of the people who asked to be anonymous, a 51-year-old dentist, they're preparing containers of feces in their home for protesters to launch at the authorities. And you know, the dentist said one of her patients is collecting excrement from her child. Yeah, I mean, and they even have videos on the Venezuelan WhatsApp group giving step-by-step instructions and advice on putting together a poo-poo-tav cocktail. Now they've asked for non-glass containers so that the projectiles won't injure the troops. They only want to humiliate them. one of the pro-government TV personalities, Mario Silva, said, "The use of excrement is not only an act of desperation; it's madness." But, I mean, the people who are not eating and not getting the basic services together, they're like, hey, we're not killing anybody. I mean, if you're saying that everything is good, then maybe our poop is not infectious because our food is not infectious, right? It makes me wonder. What would happen if we had that kind of protest here in the United States? Would people go for it? Where you just like, and I don't, you know, they're like, whoo, that's a horrible thought. But you, people start collecting their doo doo and making poo-poo tiles, as they call it. So they can throw at the police. You imagine how that would go? I can tell you. But this is the reason why I'm not a cop in the first place, because as I've said before many times, if I was a cop, I probably would have shot a whole lot of people. I probably would be in jail now because my nerves are bad. And, you know, first time somebody jumped out, see, my episode of cop would have been real short. Like, oh, we had to erase that tape because Officer Highball, he like, I killed that meth addict. And every time they jump out, pop, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I had my finger on the trigger and he jumped out. And, you know. I'm imagining poo-poo tall and how cops would react to that. I mean, would it lead to more death? I mean, interesting. Venezuelans are using fecal cocktails to throw at the security at the cops. Could we do that? Am I making sense? Probably not, but it's a thought. I think it'd be an interesting idea. Sort of like a couple of sisters. Female tech entrepreneurs, they are launching their first ever peer-to-peer identity verification and background check platform. So basically, it's called safetomeet.com. And what it does is if you want to meet a stranger for any kind of interaction, and they put in the safe ones like show vacant property, or a classified asset, a date, or anything at all. It generates a digital badge for Safe to Meet members that can be scanned with their proprietary mobile app to confirm the authenticity, and refreshes a user's identity and background information every 30 days to provide an up-to-date status. Now, this sounds good, except for we know criminals are not going to abide by the law. Yeah. So now they're saying that they want to help in social media and classified advertising by using Safe to Meet, you know, injected into your social media, whatnot, and ads, but once again, if you're doing something illegal, why would you do something legal? There's a common sense quotient there. Criminals don't have common sense, and they're not going to do something that's going to, one, although they are criminals because they're dumb, but at the same time, them using this program, probably not going to happen. And if you have to verify, they're going to be like, hell no, I can't do that. It just doesn't make sense. But my thought is this. It's like, it's too bad that these digital signals couldn't help folks to register bad people. Like, it would just say, you got a racist cop or a racist person, and their digital signature just says racist. Ding 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 ding. On that note, I am Mr. F N Word. Happy Mother's Day. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.